So my full name is Nelson Ortega. I was born in Puerto Rico. I was 18 when I moved from Puerto Rico to Massachusetts. I've been in Pittsburgh for a year. I moved from Florida to Pittsburgh 1 year ago. But when I moved to Massachusetts in 97, I started working in hotels, and that provided me with also experience or opportunities to travel. So I live in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Virginia, West Virginia, Las Vegas, and then I went to Florida, and now I'm here in Pittsburgh, and I don't want to move from here. I'm done moving. Puerto Rico was fun. Growing up there, I'm from the countryside in Puerto Rico, where what moved the economy in my town is basically coffee farms. So it was basically just have fun without no tablet, no cell phone, just being the country, being the river with family, friends. It was really fun to grow up. Puerto Rico back in the days, it was really nice to see, like me as a kid with my friends from the neighborhood, walk around without no fear. It was really great to maybe walk by a neighbor house and ask, hey, do you have water? Because we've been running, you know, we've been playing around the entire day, and they feel comfortable to, you know, give us water or anything like that. It was a time that, you know, it was a lot of community engagement. It was really great to be out and have fun with your friends. It brings you a lot of fears because you're coming on your own. You know, you're leaving your family behind. You're coming to a new place. You don't really know what you're going to encounter, especially if you don't have, you know, a life experience or many skills to survive on your own. And you're afraid. So until you start maybe experiencing those things and maybe fail, but then get up again and keep walking. But then you learn from those one, so you don't repeat those one again. But it's kind of scary to come to a new country without knowing what is going to happen. So even though that I was born in Puerto Rico, I was traveling from Puerto Rico and Massachusetts as a kid with my parents. I guess that it was a time where my parents was trying to find like a safe place to live. And so when I decided to move, it was just because, you know, I was already into the system of living here. So I decided today in 97, and I've been here since then. The challenges recently right now is based on what's going on with the government, what's going on with immigration. You know, me as I'm the youth program manager at the organization that I work for, and I have to see kids like your age every day, but also on Saturday because we have program on in the morning and in the afternoon. Most of our students are Latinos. You know, I have students that are from Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Honduras, and they're struggling because of what's going on with immigration. It's a lot of anxiety and depression that they're getting now. I have a couple families that they just decided to move back to their native country just to avoid the issue that is going on here. I have some other that they're planning maybe by October to move back to Honduras because they don't want to deal, they don't want to be here. So that is the issues that I've been encountering right now, and it's a struggle every day. So we are at the organization that I work for. We have different programs, so we're trying to help families in those struggle moments that they're going through right now.